The Golden Arrow Bus Service says its commuters can expect a hike in fares from Christmas Day. Fares will be increased by an average of 7% due to soaring fuel costs. This comes after the price of diesel has increased by 12%, while the nationally determined wages increased only by 9%. Dalton Ndongeni, spokesperson for the Public Transport Voice, joining us on the line from Philippi East. Dalton, thank you very much for making time to speak to us. On the one hand, are the challenges with the central line, and now we're hearing bus fares going up Christmas time. Your take, it's not good news for the working class.
We do believe that is not a good news at all for the working class, especially when you look at the research. The research proves that about South Africans spend 40% of their salaries on public transport, which is a very, very huge gap. And what we also see is that the transport service providers, they tend to take advantage of the festive season time, whereby they want to increase price for them to make some profit. When you look at the Golden Arrow situation, we look at this. There's supposed to be a public participation where there are some public hearing where they want to introduce this price in increment.
The impact on your members, those whom you represent, besides the increase that we're seeing now that's coming in on Christmas Day at least, there's also been the closure of the central line. How severe are these impacts from those you've spoken to, Dalton?
The impact was very, very negatively. I've experienced myself personally walking from all the way from Stock Road to Khayelitsha. All the way from work, mind you, there are some people who walk all the way from Langa to Khayelitsha. So while they have their monthly tickets and everything, so even the service provider did not provide the commuters with alternative transport, which is we do believe that it's a quite day robbery for them. Even they earlier yesterday they spoke about they have some alternative transport, which is some Golden Arrow buses, which were provided after 8. Mind you, after 8, all of our commuters are supposed to be already at work. So it doesn't make any difference. And even when you look at the stations were closed. There's no one that was giving information to the commuters where to find the buses and everything.
It really is a sad state of affairs. And we got a call earlier on today, and I'm still moved by it, Dalton, of so many workers standing along the main road hoping to get home. And one would imagine that at this very moment, a number of people do not know how they're getting home.
We do believe that a long time ago there were supposed to be some interventions that are supposed to be done by the national government, especially the Department of Transport. They suppose when you look at the Western Cape, there's been a crisis long time ago. There was, if our government was the government that is driven by the people, was supposed to intervene long time ago, especially to the Western Cape region, just because it has been a lot of crisis. When you look at the issue of unemployment, South Africa is rated one of the most countries that has a high rate of unemployment. We do believe even Metro Rail is contributing to that to that unemployment rate. When you look at the people that get dismissed from getting late from work and everything.
Dalton Ndongeni, spokesperson for the Public Transport Voice. Between